Time to start talking some basketball. Brad Rosen, good morning.
Good morning. I'm just sitting here with Murat Safin, boys. How are we?
Jeez.
Mate.
Spoiled for choice, obviously.
I'm not sure Murat would give you the time of day, mate. I'll just be honest, be brutally honest. I don't think you give any of us the time of day.
Oh, mate, I was just getting him grapes. That was all. Just do anything to be near him.
Mate. The NBL, it's about to kick off. They're in a hub, a bit different than what they're used to, but it's what teams or sporting organisations are having to do to get their tournaments up and running.
Yeah, it's sort of like a semi-hub, really. It's everyone's sort of all over the place at the moment. Tonight, Adelaide will play Melbourne in Adelaide, and then teams are in Brisbane, and they're going to be playing on Saturday. Cairns are playing Sydney up in Cairns. So they're sort of like mini hubs. The NBL have done a tremendous job, You know, you're talking of a league that, you know, it's not like the NBA where everyone can just go to Disneyland and put yourself in a bubble and there's billion-dollar TV rights and all this money. You know, Larry Kesselman and the NBL have done an outstanding job to get this league going. They're doing a fabulous job, and their new motto is expect. And that's what we're going to expect this year. Expect it to be a brilliant season. We're looking forward to it.
We are. I'm especially excited about the Kings. We spoke to Derek Kickett yesterday, and mate, he's excited. He's got to take on Bogut's old role to some extent with a few of their new imports. That'll be a big challenge.
Yeah, the Kings are a very different team. Firstly, they lost their coach, Will Weaver. Will Weaver's gone back out to America. He's now assistant coach with the Houston Rockets. They also lost Tayshaun Tate, who was an outstanding import, and he's now playing for the Houston Rockets as well. And this is the one where everyone would have listened. James Harden just got traded, so it's all happening in the NBA. They also lost Kevin Lish, who was...
Oh, it sounds like we've lost Brad. Oh, you back?
Oh, you got me back, boys?
Yeah, mate, you just cut out there.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I was just saying it's a very, very different team for the Sydney Kings this year. No Bogut, no Kevin Lish, Will Weaver's gone, Jason Tate's gone. And, you know, this is going to be a very, very different looking team than what we've had. I expect Casper Ware to really bounce back this year. Everyone knows his season last year wasn't as good as what he would want it to be. And I'm really looking forward to watching him play this year. And I thought Daniel Kickett, like you said, he'll have to play that role of the five man and the experience they need from him. He's going to have a big season as well.
Well, Kevin Lish retired?
Yeah, I think it's more of a forced retirement with injuries. He's had some injuries there. So, look, Kev's a great guy, two-time MVP of the league. Massive loss for the Kings. Real massive loss for the Kings.
What about Brian Gorgian? He takes on the Hawks. He's got an unbelievable record as a coach around the world, but the Hawks don't particularly have the roster that he might have been used to.
Expect the unexpected from Gorge. Now, I actually was an assistant coach for Brian Gorge and for 2 years when we won two championships. I've got a fantastic relationship with him. If there's any coach that can pull a team out of nowhere, it's him. I have no doubt in my mind they will make the top four because he is just an unbelievable coach.
Well, that was unbelievable. About to ask about that because the Hawks to make the top four are $2.75 with the tap. And there's been a bit of money around for that particular option too.
Look, he will make changes. He will junk up defenses. He will play 94 feet where he'll have people on the ball. He'll push them. He'll do everything that he can. His motivation is second to none, and he is hungry, very hungry to come back here. I speak to him and his family quite regularly. I have absolutely no doubt he will turn that team. And if there's one team that's going to really be good in the bubble, that's going to be him because he will watch videos. He will keep them all motivated. They're a young, enthusiastic team. Look out for them. The Hawks are going to be good.
Well, that'd be good for the Wollongong area because I tell you what, from being down there from doing racing, they love obviously their Steelers, very proud. They like to be called the Illawarra Dragons. But I tell you what, they love their basketball as well. And I think they're very proud, even though it's only there a short time, they're very proud of the fact that LaMelo Ball was there and what he did for that community.
Oh, isn't he been phenomenal? For youngest player ever to get a triple-double in the NBL last week. So that's been amazing. But look, Gorge will just turn that town upside down. He's great with the media. He'll get everyone rallying behind him. I'm really excited to watch him. And for the Hawks fans, I don't think some people will, but I don't think they realise who they got. And, you know, the best way of putting it is they just got the Wayne Bennett of basketball. He is just a godsend coach. He is unbelievable. Trust me.
All right, let's talk about some of the games this week that start the season. The 36ers, the Adelaide 36ers play Melbourne United.
Yeah, interesting one. Look, Melbourne United, Jock Landale has come back from overseas, Australian representative. He's a big in for Melbourne, and Melbourne look like they're going to be good. So I expect Melbourne to win that one. But look out for a real young kid in Adelaide called Josh Giddey. Absolutely fantastic player. Watch out for him. He's going to be a superstar.
The Bullets take on the Hawks.
Yeah, go those Hawkies. Hey, I love Brian Gorgie, and I reckon they'll get the Bullets on that one.
Mate, people start accusing you of wanting to be assistant coach again. Why you're carrying on Brian Gorgie.
225 the Hawks. 225 Brisbane. They got to 165 the other bookies.
Yeah, I still like the Hawks. I'm telling you, they're my favourite. I'm telling you, they will do well. Watch him how he coaches them.
And finally, the Kings v the Taipans.
Yeah, look, I'm expecting Cairns to get that one. I just think they're going to be so prime. They've got their same team back for last year. You know I love my boys and I love the Kings, but that's going to be really tough. They've been on the road for a long time. Cairns are ready and primed up there in Cairns to take care of that one.
Just having a look at some futures here for the NBL. We've got most valuable player. It is Bryce Cotton from Perth at $6. So I see that Casper Ware's at $11. And looking at money too, a little bit of money around too for Scott Hobson. From Melbourne, he's at $9.
Look, all three of those are absolute superstars of our league. The other one I'm really looking forward to is Scotty Machado in Cairns as well. Put him in that mix. But I do expect one of those four to get up and win those.
Mate, I was going to say give us a go, you go the Kings, but I reckon you're going to need to give us a Kings and go a Hawks.
No, look, I love Brian Gorgian. I love the Hawks, but come on, there's only one team. Go those Kings.
Brad Rosen, we'll talk next week, mate.
Good on you, boys.